In the steamy kitchens of La Traversée restaurant in Paris, Ivorian chef Afousatou Soro is preparing brunch.
He
takes pieces of marinated chicken and sears them on a hot stove.
I love fusion food. I've marinated the chicken with garlic, vinegar and soya sauce, then cooked it. And I serve it with a simple aubergine caviar, onion, sun-dried tomato, and aubergine, all slowly cooked together.
30-year-old Soro is cooking alongside Charles Neyer, head chef at La Traversée, one of a dozen restaurants taking part in the Refugees for Food Festival. They've prepared the menu together.
2 weeks ago, we didn't even know one another. But today, I'm acting as her commis chef. She makes all the decisions. It's a real pleasure to help her, getting more people to know about her cuisine.
C'est un vrai plaisir, c'est un bonheur.
Soro's food is unpretentious but inventive.
La cuisine d'Afousatou, c'est une cuisine super simple. J'utilise du sel.
My cooking is very simple. I use salt, perhaps cumin, not much pepper. It's not complicated, but it's full of flavor. I do an Ivorian tabbouleh made from cassava couscous, and I add sesame oil. It's very good.
Charles Neyer agrees.
C'est super stimulant de découvrir en tant que chef et d'avoir des produits qu'on n'a pas l'habitude de travailler. La banane plantain, le manioc.
It's very stimulating for a chef to work with new ingredients like plantain bananas and cassava. I've discovered cassava couscous, for example. It replaces a lot of other ingredients, so I'll keep using it. And then there's the hibiscus flower. I'll be using that too. It has a subtle flavor and it works well with the food we serve. Yesterday we made a dish of raw skipjack tuna with hibiscus syrup. It was delicious. We sometimes think of African cuisine as a bit heavy, but you find lots of flavors that complement one another. They're subtle and you can do exceptional things with them.
Soro fled the north of Côte d'Ivoire after the political crisis in 2002.
It hurts. You miss your country, but you have to see the positive side too. I've learned a lot about myself and about my adoptive country, France.
While living in exile isn't easy, she says, memories of food provide a link to happier times from her childhood.
Quand j'étais petite, ce que je mangeais l'igname bouillie avec de l'huile de karité.
When I was little, I ate yam, boiled yam with shea oil, prepared by my grandmother. I inherited a love of traditional cuisine from my grandmother.
The Refugee Food Festival was the idea of Food Sweet Food, a French non-profit that aims to encourage dialogue through homemade cooking and show that refugees do indeed have skills. At a time when Paris is struggling to accommodate thousands of migrants, mainly from the Middle East and sub-Saharan Africa, and recently moved some 2,500 of them from squalid camps in the north of Paris to other towns, it's hoped the festival will help counter prejudices about refugees. It's nice to see both sides sharing something, says Arunas, a customer tucking into brunch. Refugees shouldn't always be on the receiving end. It helps us go beyond the cliché of these makeshift refugee camps in Paris, says Pauline, another customer. It's great to be able to share something with them and that they can show off their skills. That is the idea, after all. Afousatou Soro, the Franco-Ivorian chef, agrees.
It makes you feel valued. It's not easy being a refugee, learning to fit in. And this festival is like, as we say in Côte d'Ivoire, manna from heaven. It's made me feel more self-confident about the skills I have.
Other chefs involved in the festival were from Georgia, Eritrea, India, Syria.
I remember and this feeling is when my mother cooking, it means all the family is coming, you know, all the family eat together. And this is a good feeling. That's why I love the food, because I think until now, when I make the food, I will find my family. Every time when I enter the kitchen, I remember, of course, my Syria, my kitchen, my restaurant, and my friend with this cooking family.
That's Mohamed Al-Khaldi, a top chef from Damascus. He shouldn't need much reassurance over his skills. He'd been a chef for more than 20 years, ran his own restaurants, and became famous on Syria's Top Chef TV programme. But everything changed with the civil war. In 2012, he fled with his wife and three children, first to neighbouring Lebanon, then Egypt, and then took the perilous trip across the Mediterranean Sea to Italy. He finally found refugee status and a certain security here in France in 2015. For the second year running, he cooked alongside French chef Stéphane Gigot at the La Mijan restaurant. I caught up with him in a cafe in Paris after the event to find out more about Syrian cuisine and how it's helping him to rebuild a future for him and his family.
Damascus is the old capital of the world, and this is a place for the change all the materials before 2000 years, and it's mean the place to change the spices and the mother of the food. Syria, this is the mother of Arab cuisine. We use a lot of lemon, garlic, cumin, coriander fresh, coriander powder. We have two kind of family of spices. One family we told for this spice is cold and one family hot.
Syria has a strong food culture with dishes like kibbeh, croquettes made from bulgur wheat, usually stuffed with lamb, or the spice called za'atar, a mix of thyme and other spices common in Syria and Lebanon.
You know the kibbeh. We make in Syria around 50 kind of kibbeh.
Is food political in Syria, or is food something that really everybody can share?
We have season of the food, not we have politic, you know. Of course, for the Muslim there is special food in Ramadan, and for the Christian there is special food in Christmas, and for the Shia there is special food in Ashura. But we have also something different between Damascus food and Aleppo food and Homs food and Deir ez-Zor food, you know. This is also coming the different from the weather and the way of life.
But as a chef, are you happy to cook food from all parts of Syria?
Yes, of course. You know, when we be chef, you are not chef just from Damascus, you are a chef from Syria. That means we need to pick up your red flag, you are from Syria, and we need to send this message for all the world. You know, we have amazing cultures of food, and we pick up all this food. Always the chefs trying to have his own recipe, speciality, and I can show you the picture. And
Al-Khaldi shows me pictures of some of the gastronomic Syrian dishes he's cooked in the last two editions of the Refugee Food Festival. Dishes like vegetarian kibbeh served with spinach and pomegranate seed, quail with frike, a kind of roasted drum wheat, and crème de bœuf.
Here we make crème de bœuf.
Beef cream?
Yes, beef cream. Also in our gastronomic, we have a specialty. When we say crème de bœuf, when you test it, it's really a crème, you know.
This is beef which has been ground so finely, yes, that it becomes almost like a cream.
Crème, yeah.
Now, you've been involved in many different refugee-type operations here in France since you got refugee status in 2015. You cooked for Kenzo at the Paris Fashion Festival. You cooked with Stéphane Gigot from La Mijan restaurant for 2 years as part of the Refugee Food Festival. What difference has that made to you?
When I'm meeting the group of Refugee Food Festival, that changed for me 360 degree for my life here. It changed all my mind. To give me the trust myself again, okay, we can do it.
Al-Khaldi now wants to open his own gastronomic restaurant once he can find the finance, no matter how long it takes.
Now I open new culture of food. I make the gastronomic Syrian food. You know, I'm the first one to do with this, and for Arabic gastronomic food. I love this way. I need to give this generation in Arabic country to beginning develop all the dishes and all the recipe to make the gastronomic Arab food. Of course, this is my dream to open my restaurant, a real Syrian restaurant, because I don't need to open one look like kebab restaurant or something. No, I need to open a real Damascus restaurant. That's my dream. And I wait this moment.
That was Syrian chef Mohamed Al-Khaldi, one of the refugee chefs involved in the Refugee Food Festival, which is sponsored by the UN Refugee Council. From me, Alison Hurd. Bye for now.